I say, Shannon, a one medium-sized apple has 7 grams of what macronutrients? And you say,
I would pick one.
which would you pick? Out of fat, protein, or carbs, what would you pick?
Carbs.
There we go. And I would say you're correct. That's just an example. I don't know if that's actually correct, but that's an example. So their options are protein, fat, or carbs. That's what we're going to be working with
Carol, we're
for
working on
our
like the
macros.
big three.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people say fiber is, but we're not going that crazy, guys.
No.
All right, so we always have a theme for our macros game. So today's theme is the most popular quarantine foods. That's right. So we did some research, we looked at different websites to see what foods have become really popular during the quarantine slash shutdown for COVID-19.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Got a great one for you today, guys. We're bringing back an old staple of the podcast, and we're gonna I want to revisit it because it's been a while since we've done it. So I'm excited to bring back the macros game. And we're also going to start a new thing, a new little segment that Shannon, I guess, suggested called
What We're Loving Right Now.
There we go. What We're Loving Right Now. I like it. All right. So before we jump into that, guys, thanks again for all the reviews you've been leaving. Keep it up. Keep sharing the podcast with a friend. Super easy, guys. Go to the episode. I mean, especially on Apple Podcasts, you can just hit share. I think any podcast app, really. I know Spotify, you can do it. Apple Podcasts. So you guys can just share it, send the link to a friend, let them listen to it. One of your favorite episodes of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. So keep on doing that. So we're going to jump into some training recaps slash updates. I want to admit to something. I want to thank you for this week. Because I don't know if anybody can hear the fireworks going on in the background. You know we're recording this right around 4th of July.
You know it's authentic. Yes. We're not pre-recording.
So, yes, this Friday, you got up before me, and I was kind of rolling around in bed, and I was like, I had like a kind of an early morning session in the neighborhood, but I was like, God, do I have enough time to get up and work out? And you got up, and I was like, well, Shannon's working out. I'm going to work out. So I got up, and I worked out on the Peloton, got a Peloton ride in, had several Peloton rides this week, and I think I also did a sandbag workout this week. I think that was this week when I was working out while you were on the bike.
Yeah.
I think that was this week.
I think so.
So, yeah. So we got that. We came in our tradition of getting the morning workouts going on together, which I think is a good trend. And I guess we were hopefully going to keep that going when we move into our new house.
Are we announcing that?
Why not?
Well,
this is training recaps and updates, right?
Yes, it is. I was going to allude to the fact that we are in fact going through quite a busy time right now, and that actually I'm really impressed with us as well, because we have so much going on. And it's not just the fact that, oh yeah, I just started a new job a few weeks ago, or oh yeah, you're dealing with running a business during a pandemic and all the other things, you know, with Ella back in school. And we are just busy in general and so grateful to be busy. Like, it feels so very good.
Right.
But also we've added a whole additional layer. It's like taking things to another level, because something that we had tried to do earlier this year went horribly, horribly wrong when the pandemic started. And that was our process of selling our house and buying a new house. I don't know exactly. I recall us talking about it.
Yeah.
But
it's like the quarantine,
it was
mental wellness check-in.
Yeah. It's like quick recap. We put our house on the market right after we had found this house we really liked. We'd been looking off and on for several months. We decided to put our house on the market. and put an offer in on a new house, like right at the same time. Also, about 3 days before the pandemic became official and the stay-at-home orders started to roll in. And it was just the worst timing ever. And then, like a week later, I found out I was getting laid off. And then we did have the stay-at-home orders, mm-hmm. and you were working out from here and doing virtuals. It just, everything that we hoped, we ended up having to let go and back out of the contract on the house that we had because we couldn't get the financing we needed. It was just, yeah, it was like we thought we had it and then we so didn't. Mm-hmm. And so when I did find myself employed again, and we have been watching kind of what's been happening in our neighborhood, we thought about doing it again. We're like, can we handle it? Do we want to handle it? And we didn't actually have a rush. We were not going to like push it. But we ended up finding someone to buy our house without even having to put a for sale sign on our lawn, which is lovely. And we ended up just basically committing to doing due diligence. And we found a house we loved. And now we are in that beautiful, anxiety-ridden, but hopeful phase, transitional phase of being under contract to sell a house and to buy a house.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we're just trying not to lose our minds on a regular basis. So I think the working out, actually, maybe that's what's keeping us sane.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there would be a lot of there would probably be a lot of pent up frustrations and stress if we didn't have that outlet.
Yeah, agreed. You know, and I think, like I said, us motivating each other is a definite benefit to both of those. You know, to keeping this trend going, because I know I can't imagine working out at any other time. I literally don't know when we would have any other time to do it.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I know you don't, I don't.
And I doubt, you know, I mean, I work at a gym or, and being a trainer, it's like I used to have like ample time, like 30 minutes here before between a client. But those options are gone now, essentially, because we're minimizing time in the gym. And then I'm driving to clients' houses or doing a virtual from home, something like that. So it's like, you know, all the free time it's pretty much used up. So, but it's actually a good problem to have, because I think we enjoy, you know, somewhat working out together, you know?
Yes. And I think also there's something about having that routine again after months of not having really much of a routine per se. I mean, there was a routine, but mm-hmm. it was very kind of free flowing. Now it's much more structured, but we do better with a structured routine.
Right.
Like we just do.
Yeah.
I think if we give ourselves too much room, we know that we're less likely to do the things we really want to do. So the more structured our routine, the better it works. And yeah, I'm used to like my routine of getting up and doing that. That's what I did for years. But it's actually really nice to have company now in the morning. And it's like, it's sort of like that camaraderie that you feel when you go to a gym.
Yep. I know.
So it has been really nice. And I got on the Peloton bike a couple times this week. I can't remember if I did 4 or 5 workouts this week, but I ended up taking it a little bit easy because my energy was super low at the end of this week. And I ended up just ending the week with a wonderful, like, yoga session. It was like a 45-minute yoga flow, and I didn't even take a class. I just did it myself, and it was exactly what I needed to kind of round out a week. But I did do the same strategy that I have been doing the last couple weeks, which is starting off my week with like a kind of really hard, intense week workout on the Peloton, and kind of scaling it down a little bit towards the midweek, and then planning just to go back up after. But obviously that changed. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll see if I can keep that up, because it seems to be working good for me. And it's been really fun to do that and have to kind of know what to expect from my workouts in terms of like, okay, today is going to be my hard day or today is going to be this day. Mm-hmm. I had been for a long time fallen into the habit of like, I'm just going to get up and see how I feel. Nothing works out well that way.
Yeah.
If you like leave it up to guessing in the morning, if you have to get up and work out in the early morning, you're going to either opt for something easier or you are going to end up spending so much time looking for a workout, you bail altogether. Yeah.
It's like when you turn on Netflix and you're like, oh,
if you don't have a plan.
Let's just watch something. Yeah.
The second you find yourself starting to browse, it's like, okay, go to the standby.
Yeah, exactly. Always psych your friends.
I know. You're friends isn't on there anymore.
I know. I'm reminiscing. Sad. We're hoping that the house we're under contract to buy, we've already planned that for our workout room. So we're hoping that comes to fruition so we guys can maybe we'll give you guys a little tour of the new workout room if it, you know, everything goes as planned.
Yes, it's essentially we could have done that if we really planned for it in this house, I guess. But we just don't have really the space. And this next house, we're going to do a office/workout room. And actually really excited about it.
Yeah.
Because we've not had like a dedicated room for workout and had like the space to do kind of a dual use. It's always been, well, just work out in the living room or work out outside.
Yeah.
Work out in that tiny little corner next to the bed.
So hopefully everything goes well. So we'll be showing you guys that very soon.
Well, plus you're hoping to do, and I know I would be hoping to do some work. We might have some outdoor space.
Yeah, true.
So some of your future videos could be in that space.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of possibilities.
Yep.
Keep your fingers crossed for us, guys. We'll obviously keep you guys updated as we get them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go into it now. Here it comes. The music's in here. So I'm putting it down. You can't. It's not happening now, but in the episode, you guys will be hearing the music. That's right. The Macros game is back, folks. It's been a long, long time.
It's been a real long time.
I know, honestly. And I love this game. I really do. You know, I mean, maybe because it's my own creation. So maybe that's probably why I love it as much. But it's really a nutritional trivia game. So we kind of test each other's knowledge. I feel like Shannon's probably on a winning streak right now, even though it's been long.
It's been a really long time
since we've done this, but I feel like I haven't won in a while. But anyways, what we're going to do, we are going to name a certain food, give you a serving size of that food, and then we're going to give you the amount in grams of a specific macronutrient, and then the other person has to guess the macronutrient. So, for example, if I say, Shannon, one medium-sized apple has 7 grams of what macronutrients? And you say?
I would pick one.
Which would you pick? Out of fat, protein, or carbs, what would you pick?
Carbs.
There we go. And I would say you're correct. That's just an example. I don't know if that's actually correct, but that's an example. So our options are protein, fat, or carbs. That's what we're going to be working with for
macros. The big three.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people say fiber is, but we're not going that crazy, guys. No. All right, so we always have a theme for our macros game. So today's theme is the most popular quarantine foods. That's right. So we did some research, looked at different websites to see what foods have become really popular during the quarantine/shutdown for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness the internet supplied plenty of options. Mm-hmm. Everything from homemade recipes to like comfort foods to what people are ordering out via Uber Eats.
All right. So what three did you choose?
I chose, this is also based, I have to pull out my research here.
Mm-hmm. I know, I wrote mine down. It's cool.
So I chose two things that we have been making, and then one thing that I kind of wish we had gotten. So I chose the Dutch baby pancake, the sweet version, not the potato version, not the savory version.
Okay.
chicken pad Thai as the one that I kind of wish we'd ordered that. And banana bread, because that was everywhere.
Yeah, and you did make
A banana bread.
Yeah.
AKA the Tiny Chef.
Right, exactly.
Show version. But yes, so this is just going to be a straight regular banana bread, though. No, like, vegan stuff.
No, shenanigans.
What did you choose?
I chose one thing that we've been making, i.e. you, but I did help this last loaf, sourdough bread.
Yep.
One thing you brought up to me that apparently has been something, but it apparently got a little bit more popular, recently during the quarantine, was whipped coffee.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Dalgona, apparently it's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Dalgona coffee.
Sure.
I've never had it, but yeah.
Everybody was making it. Apparently. It was very, very, popular on TikTok.
The
Rosanna Pansino Nerdy Nummies.
No, it was the other one you showed me, the Italian chef.
Giada De Laurentiis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They both made versions.
And of course, gotta get the party started. I've never had one of these, but everybody likes them apparently. White Claw slushies.
Gosh.
Yeah, so.
Going the cocktail route.
Yes, so we had to go cocktail route because apparently, as we've always said, what we've been saying during the COVID-19, one industry that's not taking a hit during COVID-19 is the alcohol industry. Yep. Well, at least now. I find it funny to say that, but now you can't drink alcohol in public places in Tampa anymore. Well,
finally, yeah, in Florida.
Anyways, let's not get distracted. Do you want to go first? Do you want to give or receive?
Sure, I'll dish it up.
Oh! Puns. Oh. That's funny. All
so
right.
Funny.
All right, you go.
All right, so we're going to start with the Dutch baby. Mm-hmm. We just had one of these yesterday. Mm-hmm. I make them every weekend. So yes, this is the one that's intended to have some sugar. So one serving is roughly 1/2 pancake, but keep in mind 1/2 pancake is probably 1/4 of a pancake that I make because I make a giant pancake for three of us.
Right.
So half a pancake.
Half a pancake.
So there are 17 of this macro in 1/2 of a pancake.
Okay.
Well, go Dutch baby.
So from what I remember, there's eggs in it. It's like 4 eggs. You say it's something like it's almost like a custard. So I know there's some dry stuff in there. I know. Is there any fruit in this one? Is it a banana? No?
No. This is just, I think they had lemon juice on it. I think one of the traditional methods for this is like powdered sugar and.
But I'm not factoring that in.
Lemon juice in.
Just the Dutch baby, right?
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to go with carbs. That is my final answer.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That is incorrect.
Come on. I know it's not
carbs,
protein.
Carbs, it is protein.
For a half a pancake?
There's milk as well as eggs in it.
So you said this is like the quarter one, like the slice we eat?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it says that it has 23 grams of fat, which I absolutely believe because it's like you use like milk in it. And then 32 is the grams of carbs.
Right. Wow.
Now, I will say this was a tough one. And like it wasn't just tough because I think like it's down to like how many. I'm guessing like it's got to be. It has to be the milk and. The eggs.
Yeah.
But there are so many freaking variations of Dutch babies out there. I tried to find the closest one.
Right. I'm just surprised that.
They did all have, like, there was a decent amount of protein in them because since they are pretty heavy on, like, the eggs actual animal sources.
I knew it was eggs and I didn't know if there was milk in it.
There's milk in it, and then there's the same amount of milk as flour.
Mm. Well, I'm 0 for 1.
So
you went the breakfast route. I guess I should go the breakfast route. I'm going to go with the whipped coffee. Okay.
Whipped
coffee. I would say this is the easy one. I'm going to start you off with the easy one. You did the same for me, right?
Yes. All right.
Whipped coffee. It has, and I'm going to say the ingredients of this is, maybe I'm giving you too much of a hint, but that's okay.
I know what's in there. I think
you know what's in there?
I think I remember.
All right. So let me tell you this. It is, let me just say, I'm not going to say how much. Instant coffee, coconut sugar, unsweetened almond milk. Okay. That's what's the nutrition value for this one. Okay.
Okay.
This whipped coffee has 1 gram, it's 1 cup is the serving size. It has 1 gram of what macronutrient?
Oh. Well, it's sugar, so I'm going to guess it's more than 1 gram of carbs. Sugar, I know almond milk also does still have some carbs in it. And, oh gosh, I mean, instant coffee. It's almond milk, so it's either protein or fat. I would guess protein because I would say it would maybe be a little bit higher in fat.
Final answer?
I'm going to go with protein.
Correct.
Oh, that was
right.
Purely luck.
Mm-hmm. You didn't narrow 50, it down.
50-50 shot.
That was correct. I think the fat is a little bit more. From when I looked, it was 3 grams of fat. Mm-hmm. And then it was, I think it was 9 grams of carbs. Trying to go off memory now.
Yeah.
And then it was 1 gram of protein.
I was purely basing that off of my not limited. I drink almond milk every day, but that's all right. I could go.
Second one for me. Come on.
All right.
I got to get back on track.
Let's change it up. Go a different direction. Let's do the chicken pad thai.
Okay. What is chicken pad thai?
So this is 1 cup or 200 grams, but I actually knew you were going to ask this question because we need to really qualify this. So stir-fried rice noodles with egg, bean curd, bean sprouts, scallions, crushed peanuts, and then for this version, just think white meat chicken.
Okay.
So 1 cup or 200 grams, right?
You got it? Got it. I got it in my head. I'm looking at it.
All right. It has 14 of this macronutrient.
Fat.
Is that your final answer? You're right!
My first intuition, and I stayed with it.
It was really close, though. It has more protein than it does fat.
I knew that. Well, because it had peanuts and chicken in it. But also peanut, but chicken has protein. No fat, essentially. So, but peanut has some of the fat, so.
And 29 carbs, which is not bad. You think about a pasta. Because they use rice.
They use rice noodle. It's better. Yeah, you're right. I would say so.
Tell you though, after I was listening to the description of this, I was like, oh my God, I want some chicken pad thai real bad now.
All right.
Real bad.
We're both locked at one, but so I'm going to go.
Cat is on the edge of her seat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I got a feeling this is going to be in your wheelhouse. You made it several times already. Painstakingly went through the process of making a starter.
Okay.
So. Sourdough bread.
Uh-huh.
One slice contains 8 grams of what macronutrient?
Well, I'm not going to say it's fat because it's literally just bread.
Wait a second.
I mean, not bread. It's literally just flour, water. And salt. That is all it is. I have to go with carbs. I can't honestly think it has. What is my options? There is nothing. There is no protein sources that I can even think of in it. So I'm gonna have to say carbs.
Final answer.
You
are incorrect.
Really?
8 grams of protein.
From what? from where?
I'm going to look it up because I made sure I checked multiple sources.
Like, does the sourdough starter become a source of protein because it's like fermented or whatever?
I'm guessing so.
I'm happy to be wrong. Like, that's fantastic because, yeah, we just made a loaf and I am also riding the sourdough train with my little starter Pete. He is based off his name is Pete because he's made from pineapple juice was what we chose to use for the starter. And it's been a really great journey so far. But yeah, literally three ingredients. None of them at all are protein based unless he is somehow. Is yeast a protein? I feel like this is, I believe you. I'm just saying, like, this is something we have to look into.
Yeah.
Because where the heck else would it come from? It has to come from the yeast. From the starter. If there's anybody on here that really understands...
I wish I could just say...
bread and understand sourdough in particular. Like, I'm guessing
the gluten, because it keeps mentioning the gluten protein. It says, means
like, it missed the group. What, where does the protein in sourdough come from? What says it
has less gluten?
Because I really, and I feel like, I know sourdough, they say, is like one of the healthiest breads. You know, in terms of just basic breads.
Well, like I said,
but I thought it was the fermentation aspect of it. I didn't realize it was also a powerhouse of protein.
I guess so. All right, well.
We'll look into this in the future, but if anybody does have a quick answer on where does the protein come in sourdough?
And we confirmed.
Google that would be that would be wonderful because now I'm going to have to go and Google this.
All right, so we both got one. Two questions in. Both have one correct. All right, last one for you, for me.
All right. You couldn't throw a stick on Instagram. That doesn't make any sense. But basically, everywhere you turned, somebody was making banana bread.
Yes.
Especially at the beginning, I heard a lot of it. I think it died down after the first month. But banana bread, one slice or 60 grams, it's like a decent, somewhat decent sized slice of banana bread. This is just your basic banana bread. So, like, we're not talking almond flours. We're not talking any of that stuff. So one slice of banana bread has 3 grams of this macronutrient.
All right. Carbs is out. Okay. I'm taking carbs out. 3 grams. Bananas in there. I'm trying to think with the fat. Like, I feel like there's butter in there. Protein.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You're correct.
Oh,
it's actually 6 grams of fat. Ooh. So there is usually an oil of some kind, whether it's a butter or a or like coconut oil or whatnot. And there is usually at least one egg in like a basic. So. Yeah, the protein is minimal in your basic banana loaf. 33 on the carbs.
Okay.
And 6 for the fat. So it's actually...
All right.
I highly recommend the banana bread recipe. It's even better.
All right. So for you, to tie, to send us to overtime, the Claw slushies.
I have no knowledge of White Claw all right,
so let me tell you something. This is the ingredients. I don't know if this is going to help you or not, but White Claw mango, the mango flavored White Claw, frozen mango, one can of White Claw, and then 1 cup of frozen mango, strawberries, and peaches, ice, and a shot of vodka. That's how you make it. Okay. So that recipe contains 19 grams of what macronutrient? Would you like me to say it again? 1 can of White Claw, 1 cup of frozen mango, strawberries, and peaches, ice, and a shot of vodka. 90 grams of what? Macro.
I can't honestly think of where the protein would come from unless it's magic like the sourdough.
Now, let's see.
Again.
Now you're questioning.
What?
No, I said now you're questioning. Now the sourdough's got you thinking.
Yeah. I literally, White Claw could be some like protein drink. I have no flipping clue. All I know is that it's alcohol.
There you go.
And it has alcohol in it. I'm going to say carb.
Final answer?
If it has 19 grams fat, I do not think this would be as popular of a drink.
Is that your final answer? 19 grams?
Yeah.
You're correct. That was a layup. I think you were overthinking that one.
I just remember everybody talking about it, and I didn't actually know what it was for, I would say, probably up until about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, bit outside of the alcohol, trendy alcohol loop.
All right. So,
what the heck is it?
Tie over.
Is it like supposed to be a low carb drink?
Yeah, it's like
a whole
hard seltzer or some crap like that. Yeah.
Brother.
Mm hmm. It's the new age Smirnoff Ice. Let's get serious. All right. So there is a tie.
Zima.
Tiebreaker. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Zima.
It's the new Zima. Tiebreaker. Something we enjoy, kind of a comfort food we enjoy on a regular basis, but also I think the quarantines, people are getting back to it. Mac and cheese. So we're going to choose this. Now, I will admit, I had this picked out earlier. But I picked out how much grams of fat were in it. That was macro I picked. So we're going to switch it up. We're going to go to grams of protein. And for the tiebreaker, we pick a number, and whoever's closest to the actual grams of protein wins. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So how many grams of protein do you think are in 1 cup of Annie's mac and cheese?
Annie's mac and cheese?
Yes, the one we get.
1 cup. I'm going to say 4 and 5. Somewhere around there, it seems right. I'll say 5.
5? I will go ahead and do prices rate you and go 4. Okay? Survey says, that's a different one, sorry. Nutrition. This is, of course.
It gives everything but the protein.
And the protein, 9 grams. Oh, that means you are the wiener.
9 grams, really?
That's it.
This is actually our, like.
1 cup prepared is 9
our
grams.
Choice of boxed macaroni and cheese.
All right. Well, congratulations. You won.
See, quarantine. If you had gone the other way.
I know.
Said 6, you would have won.
I know. Well, I wouldn't get to say I priced this right at you. So I feel it was a moral victory.
It was a moral victory.
Anyways, we're going to finish today's episode with a new segment Shannon brought to the table.
What we're loving now.
Mm-hmm. This is going to change week to week. Hopefully we find some cool things in the realm of health and fitness.
It could be everything from books to apps to gadgets to just lifestyle trends.
Right.
It could be anything.
Do you want to go first or second?
I'll allow the loser to go first.
How dare you?
Oh!
He's going to
find ways to pay me back for that. Don't worry.
Okay. So I had a great story this week. Actually, I think I saw it yesterday. A young man named McCurr Maker, is both his first and his last name very similar. McCurr Maker, who is a high school, basically top level basketball recruit, committed to Howard University, which is a historically black university. And this young man was ranked in the top 20 of all high school basketball players in the country, and had offers to go to UCLA, Kentucky, Memphis, which are all elite top level basketball programs, D1 basketball programs. And he chose to go to a historically black, college, which is very, which is a That's big awesome. Choice because, yeah. you know, they don't nearly have the notoriety, especially for athletes or athletics, that the D1 schools do. So mm-hmm. he made the choice to, he wanted to be one of the first people and want to be kind of a pioneer to start attracting more top level athletes to these schools, these smaller schools, but also something that's important to him to, basically promote historically black colleges and show other, athletes, top level athletes, probably specifically athletes, African American high school athletes, that you can go to, you don't have to just choose somewhere that has the, probably not the best, I wouldn't say the most competitive program, but somewhere that has both the program and the institution that you most well respect. Yeah. So I think that's kind of cool that he, he made that decision, and he actually kind of put it out there, and he kind of was not calling out, but saying, hey, he wanted other people, other top star recruits to come with him and join him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's important. It's really important of note. I mean, especially within the sports arena. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think anytime you have someone who is like given an opportunity to go to like one of these top schools on like a scholarship or some kind of program, I think there's always the like, oh, they must have to play sports really well, and like, they're not going to do as much with the academic portion. And you think about sports and kind of what's driven a lot of those schools, like sports programs particularly carry a lot of those schools in terms mm-hmm. of their status and like their notoriety and yep. everything. Yep. And I think it's nice to hear someone really focusing on an institution that's going to provide the same kind of just level of what they're looking to support. You know, mm-hmm. they're looking to raise these institutions that have great programs, but maybe just aren't given the credit because right. they can't compete with these, long-standing, probably... I mean, I don't even know what the outside of the sports arena, what those schools are ranked as in terms of like the academic, but
yeah.
he's basically giving people the chance to say, make your decision based off what you believe versus yeah. the most popular and
right. yeah.
shiny and sparkly.
The guy, the young man, I'm going to try his name again, Makur Maker. I believe that's how you say it. Makur mm-hmm. Maker. He's ranked in, he's out of high school ranked to possibly make the NBA draft.
Gosh.
So he's foregoing that to go to this college also. So, I mean, it's it wasn't a guarantee he would make the draft, but he was still in the conversation to be drafted straight out of high school. So, I mean, that's Damn. Something that's it's also speak to his character. So it's something it very... I think admirable, and especially this time where we're trying to see a lot of changes and maybe a change of perspective in regards to sports and college sports, but also kind of societal changes.
Yeah, and hopefully just him by going there, he's going to attract those NBA scouts or whoever the heck those people are. I have no idea.
Right.
That actually go, those agents?
Yeah, scouts is the right word.
Scouts. Yeah. That maybe they wouldn't be going to that particular university otherwise. Maybe yep. they would really only be focusing on those top Division I's.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I know we've talked, like, not we, but I've heard lots of conversation about how weighted the college sports system is.
Yeah.
And it's very unfavorable to basically anybody but those elites.
Yep, you're right.
So, right. hopefully he can change it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what about you? What's your favorite thing or your...
Well, mine seems very, like, that's trifling
what you, that's what in you comparison. Get for going first. That's what you get for going first. I mean, for you giving second. Me the chance to go first.
Oh, this sounds really puny in comparison, but it has been bringing me a lot of mental wellness, and it's honestly something that kind of surprised me. It's my gardens. Like, This is not something, if you've known me for a long time, you might consider me a bit of a tree hugger. Like, yeah, I would happily go hug a tree. But I also did not have any interest. Like, one of the things I had previously looked for in a house when we bought this house was the least amount of green on the property. I was like advocating to remove all of the grass. I didn't care that much about the gardens that were here. All I wanted to do was make them simple so I didn't have to take care of them. Now I have my little raised beds, and I've had the journey of seeding plants, watching them grow, watching them get attacked by infestations of things, helping fight them off, helping keep them going during the blazing heat of Florida summer. And I have to say, like, now it's this wonderful, peaceful place that outside of when I'm waging war on a tiny insect, it is actually one of these things that I think has been so good for my mental wellness, my mental health, because it's connected me to something way beyond what I exist on the day-to-day scheme. You know, like, we're talking circle of life here, like Lion King. I mean, we have our composter, so we're literally taking the things that are dying or dead, that I'm trimming off, that I'm cutting off, putting it in the composter to create something super rich that's going to help germinate and give life to new plants. Mm-hmm. And seeing the resiliency of plants, even though you know they're only going to be there for one season, like these plants I'm dealing with, heck, I only have like 2 more weeks with these plants. And then I have to say goodbye. And I've already had like a little emotion about that. It's like there's something to it though, and really understanding and being connected to sort of the like how non-permanent, the impermanence topic, mm-hmm. that there's nothing that's better illustrated that to me, but also the resiliency, which I think is so crucial to anybody alive right now, is to understand the importance of those two things. Impermanence, nothing's here just to stay the same forever, and also resiliency, like knowing how to get up after you've been knocked down, even when it's hard. My garden has taught me those things over and over again these last 2 months, and it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. And even though I do, we are getting to a point closer to where I have to say goodbye. It has been really, really good for me. I even planted some more plants. So I hope the new owners of this house, I hope that they take care of it. But I still gave it my all. Mm-hmm. And I've named half the plants as well. So, you know, that's going to make things so much easier.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. We really packed it in this episode, I have to say. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of good information out there, I believe.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. And we've also started a new mystery. Where does the protein in sourdough bread come from? Yes,
that is your guys' homework. Please let us know. I'm sure we could probably, if we delve into it a little bit more, we'd find out. But we're going to let you guys find out for us. How about that?
All right. I'm going to taste test mine to find out.
Mm-hmm. So you guys can go to the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page and leave the answer there for us. That would be really helpful.
Excellent.
You guys also like and follow us on there. Subscribe to Apple Podcasts, the Addictive Fitness Podcast, and leave a rating and review. Thank you so much. Got anything else for them this evening?
No.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Just there. Hope everybody partied well this weekend, partied safe, and we'll catch you next time.
This has been another edition of the Addictive Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to... Darn it.
Addicted.
Try that again. Let's bring it in.